Lynn, baseball season's just around the corner. The Marist poll conducted a survey of fans in New York State. They found that more New Yorkers consider themselves to be Yankees fans than Mets fans. Now, you're a New Yorker. How about you, Yankees or Mets?
Well, I grew up a Yankee fan, but that was at the time when there were the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants, and I was really a Mickey Mantle fan. I remember going to early Mets games at the Polo Grounds in Shea, so I'm one of those people that, you know, from New York, that I liked both teams. And then when I got into the media, I couldn't root for either team. But I'm not surprised that there are more Yankee fans because everyone loves a winner. I mean, during the 80s, around New York, there were many more Mets fans because the Mets were winners and the Yankees weren't.
I grew up a Yankees fan, believe it or not, down here in Texas because Casey Stengel was a relative.
Ah!
When did you first go to Yankee Stadium? Can you tell me about that first game you ever saw there?
Yeah, I'll never forget. It was I was 9 years old, and I think we couldn't afford the box seat, which was $3.25 or $3.50, so we sat in the reserve seat, which might have been $2.50. And I was just so excited because we had black and white TV sets, and to see that green grass was just on, it was the greenest grass I ever saw in my life. And you would come up out of the dark, out of the subway, and as you approached in the old configuration of Yankee Stadium, you could look in and see the field. And as you came up out of the darkness into the light, and there was this green grass in center field, it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And then my only memory of the game, I don't know who played, but who the Yankees were playing, but I remember a foul ball was hit, I believe by Hank Bauer, but I could be wrong, and it went ricocheting off those metal posts that used to exist in the old Yankee Stadium, and I was scared out of my mind because I said, oh boy, I'd love to catch a foul ball, and after that ball went ricocheting at about a million miles an hour, I changed my mind.
So you were a Mickey fan, and of course you followed Maris in 61, and you know, over the years there have been a lot of history that's taken place there. What was your biggest thrill as a Yankee fan from all those years?
Well, I guess it was really away from the field getting to meet Mickey Mantle. I mean, he was my idol. I mean, I lived and died with Mantle. I remember as a 9 or 10-year-old sending him a self-addressed stamped envelope asking for his autograph, and he actually wrote back to me with his autograph. And then I had read that he only answered fan mail from young women. There you go, my hero. So I said to him, Mickey, you know, you answered my letter. What was the deal with that? He said, you must write like a girl.
I love it.
That was really the biggest, you know, in person, I don't know, there was just a number of things. I mean, I remember the 1961 World Series, the Yankees were playing the Cincinnati Reds, and we had the day off from school. I was in high school at the time, and so we just, I think there was some kind of standardized testing going on in the city, so we just hopped on a subway. We went to the World Series. We didn't have a ticket. We just bought one and walked into the bleachers and watched the World Series game. So it just shows you how times have changed.
Now, you mentioned, of course, growing up in the 50s, and of course, the Dodgers were in Brooklyn at Ebbets Field, and the Giants were in the Polo Grounds. Did you ever go watch them?
Well, no. I was such a Yankee fan to the point where my brother and my dad would go once a year to either Ebbets Field or the Polo Grounds to see a Giant Dodger game. I had no interest. I just hated the National League. I hated Brooklyn so much that I not only wouldn't go to Ebbets Field, I wouldn't allow my parents to even drive me into the borough of Brooklyn. So I have regrets now because I eventually got to the Polo Grounds when the Mets were playing there. I never got to Ebbets Field, so I really wish I had gone.
Well, you know, in 62, in those early days with Casey and the Mets, you know, had a lot of marquee value. They had Yogi and Warren Spahn, and I think Willie Mays even wore a Mets uniform. But it wasn't until Seaver in 1969 that they emerged as a team that was could be taken seriously. I'm just curious, even though you're a Yankees fan, at what point did the Mets win a place in your heart?
Well, I always enjoyed them. I mean, it was just a lot of fun in the early days. I mean, it was just so crazy with Marv Thornberry, and I'll never forget the anticipation of the Mets' first game, and then they lost a bunch of them. And the next season, opening day, everyone was excited, and they lost again. And it was just, you know, that Let's Go Mets cheer started almost derisively and became really their mantra. And I think it was hard not to want the team to win. It was just, it was fun. I have a new kids book coming out next September called The 25 Greatest Baseball Players of All Time, and there's not a single Met in there unless you count Willie Mays, you know, at the end of his career, and, you know, Warren Spahn at the end of his career. But that's just, you know, that's just so typical Mets. I mean, they're still the only team or one of the only teams without a no-hitter in their history. I mean, they're the longest-running team without a no-hitter. So that's just Mets. It's just part of your fabric. It just doesn't seem to change.